It's Highway Radio with a view of Vegas. One of the bright spots on the current limited Las Vegas entertainment landscape right now is Absinthe.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Absinthe.
The hit Spiegel World show at Caesars immediately made safety changes and installed a super high-tech air filtration system to keep audiences safe at the outset of Vegas' reopening. But during the past few weeks, under the statewide pause that we're going through, audiences are capped at 50 people, and producers are saying that unless they get some sort of special consideration for larger groups, the show simply can't afford to stay open. But we'll keep you posted. If you can get in to see the show, do so. Now, before the pandemic, there was no other street on Earth other than the Las Vegas Strip that offered more chances to see live magic performed nightly. Now the Boulevard offers only one headlining magician, and that'd be Murray Sawchuk, otherwise known as Murray the Magician, who's making the most of his 50-person-a-show monopoly with his shows in the safe environment of the Laugh Factory in the Tropicana. Of course, Laugh Factory primarily known for live stand-up comedy, and you can get your laughs there or at the other end of the strip at the LA Comedy Club, which is at the Strat. Both of those open. And finally, one of the better-kept cool things to do secrets in Las Vegas, Lee Canyon, is starting the ski season this weekend. They're expecting to have all lifts open daily starting at 9 a.m. Now, as you'd expect, there are certain changes in the way things work because of COVID-19, including capacity restrictions and advance online ticket and rental purchases, and parking reservations before you head up the hill. Check the Safe Lee section of their website at LeeCanyonLV.com. More on all of this and how you can enjoy Las Vegas safely, make sure you check HighwayRadio.com.